Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So what's Joel Rosenbaum talking about, the top five in the Middle East?
Yes, Joel Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. He recounted the top five Middle East events in 2013. If you, like, we were talking about 2013. If 2014 right. is going to be a roller coaster, we don't know what 2013 was, but let me tell you.
That's what Rick Joyner prophesied after hearing what the Lord showed him, a roller coaster for 2013.
Right. But 2013 was something. And this is what he says. He says in this Charisma magazine that these are the five.
Charisma.
Charisma.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Five events. The first one in the Middle East, the first one being the Syrian death toll that kept climbing amidst horrific war that they were facing. He says that was one of the big things that occurred there, especially with the chemical weapons. You know, there's 100,000 people that passed away in this war and are still dying, but we're not hearing too much anymore about them. Isn't that amazing? It's like
Alinsky, dude. Just all you got to do is just, if you try to. It's so much stuff going on. It is Alinsky 101. It's the radical rules for radicals.
Mm. The second thing he talks about is Iran's charm offense with the West as it moves closer to the bomb. And you realize that, you know, they have a new president. All of a sudden, they, you know, who was described as he still was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to.
The last one was a wolf in wolf's clothing.
Yeah.
This one's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's like a wolf is still a wolf. You know what I'm saying? A wolf is still a wolf. And the fact that the United States is buying into that narrative or pushing that narrative, it's like, really? I mean, is this, are we really taking on this charm offense? The third thing he talks about is the Saudis preparing to purchase Pakistani nuclear warheads. Getting ready to purchase Pakistani nuclear warheads. It's like, we talked about that if Iran gets these nuclear weapons, there's going to be a serious
arms race
in the Middle East. The non-proliferation treaty, I remember George Bush saying that a couple of times, but there's only a few countries that did not sign that treaty. It's like India, Israel, Pakistan, and another country. But if all these countries in the Middle East start making this arms race, you're looking at a major, I mean, World War III.
Yes, you're looking at nuclear. I mean, and then you're still going on the fact of, I can destroy you, you can destroy me. Which one's crazy?
Yeah.
If you understand what's happening, is like, they're crazy. Yeah. They'll pull the trigger because chaos is what, if you go back and listen on the VFN Torch, understand what their goal is. Their goal in Iran is to create, their theocracy is to create chaos.
Mm.
So they're not trying to get, based on reports, they're not trying to get nuclear weapons and this huge ability to do damage so that they can balance and bring peace in the earth. They're going to use them so that they can bring chaos because they believe that the 12th Iman or whatever is going to come out of Mecca, that holy march around in Mecca, that black tarp area is a hole in the ground. They're waiting for the 12th Iman to come out and put a mark on everybody. And for Jesus to come down and confess and repent for calling himself the Son of God and then assist this 12th Iman and fulfilling. And he's going to put a mark on everybody. This is what they believe. It's written in the Quran. They see that as a positive thing, which is the antithesis of the Gospels and what the revelation of Christ says. It's the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how close we are to the end days. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, either way, you're about to meet him. And when the day comes and your life ends, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God, and we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God.
Mm.
Think about it. And it's like, you know, at this moment, in this dispensation of grace, while God is extending his hand out to you saying, come, I will forgive you. I'll redeem you. I'll bring you into my family. But there comes a time when it's over. And people tell you, oh, we got another 2 years, we got another 10 years, we got another 1,000 years. Jesus don't even know when the day is. Mm. So don't listen to any men. I mean, Jesus don't even know. Only the Father knows what day it is. And right now they're poking him in his eye. Right now they're poking God in his eye. He might just call it and to say, you know what? Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. So
wow.
I mean, look at all this taking place. Once they get nuclear weapons, you know, once they get nuclear weapons and power, I mean, they're, you have to understand, these guys are like 10 feet away from each other. This is not like some huge, America is so spread out and we think it takes forever to get somewhere. Israel's what, 60 miles at its widest point.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then, you know, then you have Jordan, then you have Iraq and Iran. It's all just together. Pakistan, yeah. It's all just,
well, I remember
boom.
Being in Israel and I was like, is that Lebanon right over there past that that fence? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Can I throw a ball over net to Lebanon? Right. You know, I was like,
is
this
that
is
guy
close.
With a gun going to shoot me on the other side? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.